with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is heading home empty-handed after ending his latest Mideast visit without a ceasefire deal. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken meets Qatari Minister of State Mohammed bin Abdul Aziz Al Khulafi in Lusail Palace after his arrival in Doha on Tuesday evening. But on Wednesday, Blinken ended his ninth visit to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began without securing any major breakthrough for a ceasefire deal. He'd warned on Tuesday that time is of the essence, even as Hamas and Israel signal that challenges remain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Tim Walz, his Democratic rival for VP, prepares to take the stage tonight at the DNC, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio is in Asheboro, North Carolina. Vance made his case for why presidential nominee Donald Trump should be elected. Vance says he and Trump want to bring back the American dream.
For a lot of the people that we fight for, the American dream seems out of reach today, the most out of reach it's been in a generation. But in 75 days, we're going to save the dreams of every single American, and it will mark the beginning of the future all of us deserve. And we're going to do it together.
Vance and Trump appeared in North Carolina as part of a counter-programming effort during the Democratic National Convention. At least 55 protesters were arrested following violent clashes with police in downtown Chicago on the second night of the Democratic National Convention. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling called the clashes outside the Israeli consulate Tuesday evening a danger to our city. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 55 points, the Nasdaq rose 102, the S&P advanced 23. This is SRN News. An evangelical leader urges Christians to vote.
Troy Miller is president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, and he tells the Daily Caller that all believers need to get to the polls in November. Noting that millions of evangelicals did not vote in 2020, Miller says, quote, "As Americans, we are the stewards of a temporal home built on a foundation of faith to the best of its founder's abilities. We must do everything in our power to save America for the glory of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. The change follows protests earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room in a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesman for the gym says the man showed a staff a copy of his driver's license, which identified him as a woman. SRN News. There's a major dispute in Oregon over political activists.
The ACLU is suing the city of Medford, saying its police department has been unlawfully monitoring political activists who are not suspected of any criminal activity. But the city insists it has not monitored the groups because of their views or activities, adding it has conducted surveillance to prepare for possible public safety impacts. ACLU says the Medford police have monitored their activities and social media accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
American Airlines is extending its suspension of flights between the U.S. and Israel through late March of next year. That's in response to the ongoing war in Gaza. American updated a travel advisory on its website over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.